After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. This is season 8, episode 10, to the left. And you already know Shay Mack has left her dude. Poop pops up again to clear her name. And Scrap DeLeon, he's doing something great for the community and changing his life. Stay tuned as we dish on that and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, hey, we're gonna have a great show today.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey,
I got the bottle. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, guess that bar. We have trending tweets and a special guest in the building.
Ooh.
I am your host in this conversation piece. And if you didn't know, my girl Nanisha's in the building with the news
What's
and gossip.
Up? You already know I got the tea, honey.
Oh, and somebody else that has the tea, Q. He's all the way from ATL in the building. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Q from Atlanta, Georgia. LA, I didn't come to play with y'all. We're about to get it rocking and rolling.
So he's like our Love & Hip Hop insider. He knows pretty much most of the cast, and he has some tea for us, too. Okay.
He knows all the juicy
gossip.
I'm about
to spill it all over. Y'all ready?
I am so ready. I hope you have coffee.
Oh, I'm already turned up. Did y'all see that ATL twerk I just gave y'all?
Okay.
I come to play. We come to knock it out the park. Let's go after Buzz TV.
I am so excited for today because let's just get into the overall thoughts. What did you guys think of this episode? It was a lot going on.
I actually have my favorites now. So, you know, Tokyo, she always been my favorite. Shekinah, yes, she come with it. And who else am I liking up in here? Spice. Yes, Spice.
Well, this was definitely a juicy episode. I think it's probably one of the most meaty episodes of this entire season. Now, I will say Tokyo is everybody. She's a fan favorite. Everybody loves Tokyo. That's my big sister. Shout out to her. But I think a few people are coming down my totem pole versus where they were. Kirk and Rashida.
But they've been staying out of trouble.
Okay, so are we going to go person by person? How y'all want to do this? I'm
going to go scene by scene.
Okay,
Tell you what I think about this episode. I agree with you. It was a very meaty episode. This is the halfway point, I think, of the season.
Yes.
And we're getting all into the drama. Pooh, I just want her to go. That's my overall thought. I want her out of here.
She doesn't have a storyline unless it's tied
about
to Carly.
About eating booty.
That's it.
I mean, even if you're going to beef with Carly, come with something new. This almost like the Nicki Minaj. Like, I love Nicki Minaj, but every song, she's like, you bitches are my sons.
Like, it's like, girl, we get it. Like, girl, we... Like, what else are we going to talk about? Are we going to get to see her and her husband actually doing music and actually being in Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah.
Even though Love & Hip Hop really isn't about Love & Hip Hop. Or, Pooh, are we going to get to see you do anything with your husband besides apologize for acting an ass on TV?
Exactly. Because if you got these $750 sheets, you need money, right?
Speaking of sheets, are we going to go...
We're going to go there. Because I have a lot to say.
But first,
let's get into why this jock keep inviting Carly.
$750.
That's what she said.
In my Shenanigans voice, $750. Okay, we're going to put a push pin in that, but I will get to it later.
Like she big balling, shot calling. That's what she says.
Nah. She keep the sheets.
What I want to know is why does Young Jock keep inviting Carly to his radio show? Because we open up with Spice and Carly at the show, and Spice invites them to Trinidad, where she has a big show coming up. She's about to headline, and she also talks about her song Hypocrisy and what she was trying to do with the whole skin bleaching thing. Do we feel like we kind of understand where Spice was coming from now?
Yes, I told y'all from the very jump that she is very smart. Mm. Because honestly, the Wendy show, the real, it would not have shown up on there. I do believe some people would have obviously listened to the music because it's good, but it wouldn't have got as much publicity.
So you liked her putting the picture out before she gave an explanation?
Yeah, she was smart. That was smart because she got the shock factor.
I think I would have to agree with you on that. And then the piece of me that knows Spice and loves Spice is kind of like, like what? I was like, you're a beautiful black queen. What were you thinking? We were rooting for you. but once I found out why she did it, I was just like, I kind of agree. So I like you. Mm-hmm. You know, it wouldn't have gotten as much exposure, and especially from Spice, as it would have if she would have told it first and then put it out. So I think exactly. I kind of have to have your back on that one.
I feel like because Spice is from that culture, and I love Spice, that she really wants to be lighter skinned, because if she grew up in that culture and people downplay her because of her skin color, she wants to be a big star.
So you feel like a piece of her wants to be light skinned?
Yeah. Mm. Because she went so far as to have a meeting to schedule this procedure to be done with the doctor. Mm-hmm. If she didn't want to have it done, she would have never done that. Mm-hmm. She would have just strictly stuck with the white face.
That's interesting.
But do you think that she was just meeting her to actually get to know it, or do you think she was doing her research to dive deeper?
I think Spice did no research. I think she jumped out there and did it and said, hey, this is what I feel like doing. She ain't do no research.
But I honestly don't think that she wants to be licensed. I think she wants to be accepted.
But why can't she be accepted as her dark skin self?
But because as you guys can see, she's still dark skin. She didn't change.
She's a big reggae hall artist.
I'm about to say, because she is like the bomb overseas. Like she's like bomb, that girl.
But she's not crossing over like a Cardi B. Like I feel like I like Spice's music. Like I listened to Spice before like she was on the show, too. And I didn't even know who Spice was, but I got introduced to her physical appearance on the show. But I listened to her music. I just didn't know.
And you didn't know it was her.
Exactly.
Was her.
So I feel like she has good music, but Cardi B, okay, she has good music too. I can definitely talk to Cardi B, but I feel like she can do a little more. She can go a little further with her antics than a darker skinned girl.
Can we talk about how great Spice looked tonight in tonight's episode though? Mm-hmm. When she came marching down that hallway in her all white, Spice looked incredible, baby girl. Let me just tell you this. You don't need to change anything about you. You're a beautiful black self.
Chocolate.
You look incredible. Your boobs were sitting to your chin. That waist was snatched like no other. I was here for the colorful wig, and baby, I was even here for you about to take them shoes off. Get into a Spice. Spice came through for tonight's episode.
Okay. I told you, she's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites, and I want to shout out some of my favorite commenters.
Oh, wait. Before we move out that scene, though, I do got to drag somebody real quick.
Who?
We're going to drag Carly Rae's wig real quick.
What happened to her wig?
Baby, first of all, ladies, if them edges is swooped to the eyebrows, that is a bad wig, and it needs to be plucked. Am I right or am I right?
I'ma just sip on
I'ma
this.
I'ma sip my tea because I know her style.
Right.
Carly.
We need Sierra to come and...
Period. Carly, don't you... And I'm tired of her being at that radio station. You're not gonna... If it was my man, you're not gonna be flocking around my man all the time. So okay. I would be like, she don't need to be no guest host no more. Period. Yep. All the history y'all got, don't be no guest host around my man no more. Period.
Yep, I'm
and if you're going to be
combo.
Up there, then you keep on looking ugly with that unplugged
wig.
Oh,
my goodness. We have some guest hosts who love to comment on our feed. Carlton. Carl Walton, because he will talk bad about us. We give him the wrong name.
Shout out to Carl. But Carl, let me tell you something about the ATL, babe. We don't play those games, so keep it real cute.
Okay.
Put it on mute.
We got somebody to have our back, Carl. And we also have Shay Owens and Alexis J. Thank you so much for commenting, no matter if it's good, bad, ugly. Thank you for tuning in.
Good publicity is all publicity. I learned that from my friend Gardini. Shout out to Chase in Atlanta.
Hello. Each and every week. Thank you, guys. So I just want to get into Shay Mack finding these contraceptives in the bedroom.
We putting bad to bad to bad back to back.
Some of the contraceptives were missing out of the box. She finds them in the bedroom. They don't use them, which is another
red flag.
I mean, they have a baby, so I get it.
Girl, please. You stay in Atlanta. Girl, bye.
Well, she's back. Ding, ding, ding. She's back to bartending to make ends meet for the family because her dude is always in the studio.
Girl, you making ends meet because you can't be a good friend. Now, let me go ahead and drag Shay real quick. Now, Shay... you know what I'm saying? The reason that you he probably has condoms in the bedroom is because if you're the type of person that you are in a friendship, like you are like in your relationship, like you are in your relationship, you a bad friend. Did y'all see the way she acted? Girl, you lost a gig a few weeks ago, showing out on somebody else's behalf. So if you are in your relationship acting like that, he probably is over there tiptoeing on you.
She was being a good friend. The friend wanted her to send a message. She sent the message.
Girl, I don't need your
career.
I don't need you being no puppet master. I need you to be thinking smart. And me as your boyfriend, I'm going to be like, oh, so you out there messing up money bags to be messing around, to be floating around somebody like Carly Red?
But Carly did shade her. She was like, I don't know I do remember you. Like, she kind of acted like she didn't know who
she was.
Let me get
your bag first.
Okay.
I had to wait till the Cash App hit and be like, cha-ching. Okay, bitch. And remember when you like, you ain't know me another week? Girl, please. You know, then
so
you
she should have waited to the end of the gig to put
well, first of all, if you're going to fight a battle, fight your own battle.
Don't
fight the battle of somebody else.
Yes.
Girl, you
especially not Pooh.
Not Pooh! Girl, first, Pooh is a few episodes in. She's going to be a few episodes out. So if you're going to play with somebody, play with somebody who's been around for a while. Girl, play with Rashida or somebody.
She said she's going to be lonely for leaving, so she's debating on if she's going to leave her man after finding these condoms. But first of all, is this real evidence that he's cheating?
An empty condom box, though. I mean, honestly.
We don't know how old the condoms are, how long they've been there.
Because people move. I find stuff in my old college boxes. I ain't touched this stuff in years. You know, he could have went to a clinic thing that day.
But they don't need a box. They give it to you kind of just like a handful of...
When Tokyo put him on blast, he did say, oh, I'm not going to do it on my mother. They caught him. He lying.
I guess I'm taking off him because Shay Mack pissed me off this episode. And she been pissing me off every episode. So that's why I got your back, bro.
Well, somebody else that's pissed off is Tokyo. She meets Mimi and Sierra at the salon. Basically, Sierra says it's all over for good. She has a little secret admirer. She's over BK. Shekinah tells the business about what Shay's been going through, and then Pooh pops up to confront Sierra and to tell her that she don't want her man, BK. Do we believe Pooh?
Have we believed anything that came out of Pooh's mouth this
No,
season?
Because she keeps going back and forth with her man, saying, first off, we have an open relationship, and now you're making it seem like y'all closed off, y'all just for each other. You sharing about Carly. You sharing about the whole world. So, do I really believe Pooh? I don't know. She's going back on her words.
I haven't seen her flirting with men, though. Like, I don't see her. Like, her man is supposed to be this big baller, shot caller, new edition promoter.
No, because she's too busy bothering about Carly. So, no, she not on a man. She on Carly. I think she has a secret crush on her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she licked her butt. Or did she, what happened? I don't know.
It must
That's
be
what she
good
said.
Too,
okay.
Carly kept the sheets.
Skills. We know Carly has
you
skills.
Real man. So you real man.
Carly is in line to be a sex coach. Carly got them moves, okay?
Girl, Carly.
That Indian move. Hey, Carly, show me what that is.
What is that?
That was the
I Dream
of
Genie.
Oh, girl, I cannot. First of all, let's say this. Pooh had a whole lot of balls to pop up at Homegirl Salon. Mm. Baby, you not gonna never come and play on my territory.
Okay.
Me and all my homegirls sitting somewhere and somebody just who I don't rock with come in the door, we thumping off back because you tried it. Mm. And then you come in and you didn't come in and apologize. You came in and called
me
a hoe.
Oh, yes.
You were supposed to go there and call and apologize to this girl. So you trying to figure out how to be in the it crowd, quote unquote. Now you see everybody else getting their nails in, their hair did, and the whole nine and shebang. You telling Mimi you want to be a part of the it crowd, quote unquote. But you come in and call the girl a hoe. Girl, let me
That's
tell
you. That's not a good start.
Let me tell you something about my good sis, Tokyo Vanity.
Oh, yes.
That's my sister in real life, baby.
Oh,
yes. She don't play them kind of games. And so you always need you a good Tokyo Vanny. First of all, I want to give a shout out to my sister. Tokyo Vanny looks so freaking good.
Oh,
and this episode with this orange hair.
Look good. She pushed Pooh out the door.
She did not play with y'all. But you always got to have that crazy friend that's in the cut. Because you know Sierra, she really not going to really do too much. You know, it's like, oh, you know, if she have to. You know, if she really got to go
oh,
there.
Oh, she slapped a girl with the purse when she was talking
about
you.
Baby, Tokyo Vanny picked whatever glass that was and almost threw it and tried to throw it at her head. You always need them kind of friends.
She gonna mess
it's
up
like
Sierra
Spice. Tokyo and Spice are like, okay, you can't reach them, friend. Okay, I'm gonna reach them for
you.
Yeah,
you need a keep a ride or die.
But would you be
quarter.
Mad if she messed up your shop though?
Girl, no, because
she didn't mess up. I'd have been mad.
Throw some decoration.
I'd have been mad if girl, that little IKEA $21.99, girl, please. Okay. I'd have been mad if we'd have let her get out the door and ain't nobody tag her. Period.
Okay. Okay.
And I know we're gonna get to this scene in a second too, but another shout out to Tokyo is this whole Tokyo and Art Bar situation. Mm-hmm. I know we're gonna go there in a second, but I just wanna highlight it for just a second. I'm so proud of the growth of Tokyo because old Tokyo will be ready to thump off. And we're not sitting down talking about nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're not sitting down talking about nothing. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that she was able to do that before Spice got there because I think it would have went another way if Spice was there in the beginning. But I'm so glad that Tokyo, and I'm not sure how, you know, where they stand now, but it looked like they came to a, we not friends, but girl, we see each other and you stay your way and I stay mine, but we ain't got no beef because quiet as kept. And that scene looked like Art Bar was on a whole lot of backpedaling.
Oh, yeah, she was. And again, about needing a friend to have your back. Who wants to know why Mimi didn't have her back? Mimi was sitting there real unbothered in the midst of all this. She's
Do
the one
Mimi
who
talk- ever say anything?
I mean, last season she was just eating up there.
Mimi don't never say nothing.
At least she got some lines in this season.
Not some lines.
Okay. Oh, my last goodness. Last season, all she was doing was just eating.
Mimi don't never say, girl, do y'all remember when Stevie gave Jocelyn the ring? Mimi was just standing in the elevator. Yes. Y'all remember in the counseling session when Jocelyn jumped on Stevie? Yes. They were sitting on the couch just like that. Mimi sat on the couch and just
and
sat
she just
there.
Laughed. Right.
That's who she is. Like, she's really not like a, she's not about to throw them drama. Hands with you. Yeah, I'm not going to say she's not drama, but I won't say like, she's not like talkative about like jump up and try to fight.
I think Mimi will fight somebody.
I think she will fight.
But if it's for her, I mean for her drama. Like, I don't think if it's somebody else's drama, that's your drama. But if it involves her, okay, then I'll get into it.
So do you think she should have had Pooh's back? Since she invited Pooh?
Girl, no.
I think she was being...
But do you think she could have helped the situation out? Because Pooh came really sideways. Could she have checked Pooh in that instance and be like,
say, calm
you were supposed
down,
to come here to apologize. And maybe it could have went another way.
My thing is, if you want to be a part of the It crowd and be that It girl, you're going to do what it takes to be the It girl. You came in and showed your natural ass, so you say your natural ass outside that door.
Well, also, sometimes if you're a real friend, you know your friend and you know whatever you say and go help.
Yeah, like, you already knew what you wanted to come in there and do. But you're not going to walk in a room and it's 6-1 and you're going to come in talking junk, girl. Come on now.
Ooh, child. It's a lot going on. But one positive good thing.
About Pooh?
No, we're going to
crap
now.
Oh, I'm about
now.
To say, girl, I ain't seen nothing positive about Pooh.
We saw one thing positive about the whole episode, and that was Scrap giving back to the community. He, alongside with Jamal,
Pastor Jamal Bryant.
Jamal Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Were able to collectively come up with $120,000 for felons to help them with education, to help them with finding jobs.
Yes.
I think that's very commendable. I think T.I. also had a hand in that as well.
He did.
And so it was just really great to see Scrap really being proactive in changing his life and seeing that this time, this 3 years that was taken away from him, he was able to recollect and just want a better life.
Baby, let's all raise our cups real quick, though, because shout out to what they had going on.
Yes.
But, baby, did y'all see the way that Scrap threw Stevie J under the bus?
Ooh! Ooh.
We got to sip
baby.
Our tea for that.
That was some fool la la. I was like, oh, like, watching that scene, my mouth was open like...
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but at the same time, when you do leave your family, you know, hanging when they're in jail, you will feel some kind of way. If somebody that's supposed to be close to you,
okay, close.
You saw how close. Stevie okay, close. Was, like, holding him down before he went to jail and was like, I'm going to be there for you, and was, you know, giving him all these pep talks.
On
well, Stevie J was supposed to be, like, his, what, godfather or something? Okay, I'll give you that.
His
one.
Uncle. So he should have been there to give the speech to the board to get him out. However, it's Scrap's wrongdoing that got him in there, so he can't
exactly. And that's why I was going to piggyback, because I have some castmates or part of the show that I'm on right now who are kind of upset with me because I felt like I wasn't going to support another cast member who was, you know, quote unquote, in jail and all this other kind of carrying on. Baby girl, you do the crime.
The dirt.
You're going to do the time, and you're not going to be waiting on my dime to get you.
You're not paying commissary.
I'm not giving you no cigarettes and no soap on your books. No, girl. No, girl, because you knew what you was doing when you was out in them streets. But before we move on out of that scene, I got one more person to get together in that scene. Come on, put your hands together, church. Pastor Jamal Bryant, you are on the docket, sir. Now we give honor and praise, hallelujah, for what you did for the people.
Oh,
but
yes.
The part that I got to drag you on, my brother, come on, clap those hands in the church.
Let's go.
Is the part where he tried to give some dating advice. Pastor Jamal Bryant, come to the docket, sir.
I need to know what he did. What'd he do?
First of all of the cheating allegations that Pastor Jamal Bryant has had out there and all these girlfriends, all this other stuff, even his beautiful ex-wife, Giselle.
I heard about that. Giselle is on Housewives of Potomac, a little distraught, right?
Baby, she is raw like that in real life. But the part that just gags me is the fact that Pastor Jamal Bryant was trying to tell Scrap about how to choose a great woman, stick with a great woman.
But first of all, where was this? He didn't even ask about no women. Is where I'm coming from. Like, why was he even giving that advice? Because he was really talking about, like, changing his life and raising the money. And
if that was, like, they have been talking about this, but the edit was all
good. Okay. Look, Pastor Jamal Bryant, PR, was in the room like, hey, we got some camera time. Go and try to clean your name up a little bit. Say something nice about relationships or something.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he needed to clean that up for sure, because he ain't been on too many shows lately.
Exactly.
And Giselle, she's dragging him through the mud. I think she's done now.
But I will say, you know, shout out to Pastor Jamal Bryant. He's doing an amazing job with his church in Atlanta. He has picked up, you know, he is letting the new church that he's at, which is probably one of the biggest churches in Atlanta, they are really flourishing, and he is really taking that church and that community and everything that's going on over there to the next level.
Exactly. See, he raised $120,000.
But keep your relationship advice to yourself.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Take your own that part. Ding ding ding.
Hashtag,
take your own advice.
We gonna get some shirts and say, "Take your own advice."
Okay.
What's next up?
Another
sis?
Couple that needs to take their own advice is Kirk and Rashida. However, they're starting a new business.
He was talking about this.
They definitely have some business advice, because they're opening up business number. I don't even know what number this is, but
25.
Yeah, they're opening up a lot of businesses.
But they're also getting to the fact that Kelsey doesn't want to be the middleman anymore.
Before we drag Kirk and Rashida, before we drag them, because I feel it coming.
You already know what's coming out of my mouth.
I feel it coming. Y'all, I love Rashida.
I love Miss Bubblegum.
Baby, Miss Bubblegum, baby girl, back in the day, I mean, we love her. I mean, Rashida is one of the prettiest, classiest, most tasteful, poised women that you will ever meet. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But why do we have these good, these amazing women who are good with these dog ass niggas? Ooh, can I say that? I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry. But okay,
edit that out.
I just feel like these guys, they talk a good game. These women, they're so fast to rush into things, or they're so like, oh, I spent this much time with him, I can't let him go. Just like Shay Mack was like, well, I can leave him and be lonely, or I can stay and, you know, stick it out.
Now, I really do think she loves him. I do think Rashida.
Oh, yeah.
They love each other.
We know Rashida loves him. But the part that has gagged us on tonight is to find out that his daughter is the middleman.
We been new.
That's why I said I wasn't going to drag Rashida. I was going to mainly drag Kirk.
Kirk, you know better than this.
But this is the thing. I don't drag him, because I feel like in any instance, whenever there's a young baby and the baby father and the baby mother are still communicating, they're still screwing. And I feel like him distancing himself.
Is
not having it. You feel me? So I feel like he's doing the right thing.
No.
If
you want to have a middleman, get a lawyer, okay?
Period.
Do not get your daughter.
Child
she
involved.
Has a life. She has her own life.
Yeah.
Don't get me involved in your little
mess
that
you created.
You know what
kids are? They're really babysitters. Like, the older kids are usually the babysitters.
No, ma'am.
That's parenting.
No, ma'am.
Don't you do
No, ma'am.
So you mean to tell me you had a little brother that you watched?
Well, I'm the baby. So
did your brother or sister watch you?
No, ma'am. I watched them.
Who watched you?
No, my mom and daddy didn't play that. Like, excuse me, there was always somebody there with us.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So my parents made us. We didn't make each other, so we're not about to watch each other. Now, we did have our moments, excuse me, where, you know, after school until one of our parents got home, where we watched. But that's not my brother and sister's
responsibility. Like,
and then y'all got this girl going, and it's not just Kirk and Rashida. Y'all got this girl going to an outside family. She go over there, and Kirk ain't bought nothing for this baby or something. Them girls could jump her. Her sister could jump her or anything.
So you don't think it's better that Kirk stays away from Jasmine?
No, he didn't stay away from Jasmine when he was in that thing.
Okay.
So, but still avoiding it.
So when it's time to take care of that little thing, you need to be there just like you was sneaking around the club. You sneaking around and sending her some coins like you was doing.
Or, like I said, you guys could have a lawyer. Like how Scrappy and Erica, be doing.
Didn't they leave off on a good note last year where they was in like in a good communication state? It wasn't great, but it was kind of like, you know, hey and bye, drop them off, 1, 2, 3.
No, because remember, I mean. She dropped off Cannon for the first time this season, and Rashida was like, oh, why is he wearing a pull-up and all this stuff?
Well, we're not talking about Rashida. We're talking about before Rashida came into the picture.
That's why I say they need to distance themselves, because they still got some kind of chemistry. You don't think Kirk would
think Kirk is stupid if he go back to Jasmine and playing around with Rashida?
Only because she would tell. I feel like a guy, if you keep it quiet, he would still deal with her.
I don't think any guys can really keep it quiet.
Because the last season when they met up, they were still giving each other googly eyes. It was still some googly eyes.
Well, I will say this. When a baby's involved, you do see that mother in a different light. Because I myself have a son. He's 8 years old. And when you see the mother of your child and you see your son, you do. It flows. You think like, well, wow, if I straighten up and fly right, I can get my family. But then you got a whole wife over here and 4-5 other kids. Mm. But it's nothing like a little bitty baby. I promise y'all. And I'm a gay male. It's nothing like seeing my son and his mother together in my mind, like, going all kind of different ways. Like, well, but then I click in and be like, oh, child, girl gone, please.
Well, another person who is going above and beyond for their friend is Shekinah. She is going there for Shay Mack. She's letting Made Man know that Shay Mack is not going for his BS. She's out the house. She's leaving. Do we feel like a friend is doing too much by doing all this?
Let me tell you something about her. Okay, Shekinah, that's my girl, okay? She said, if your girl is waking me up at 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm in this relationship. And I agree. If you waking me up 2 a.m., 1 a.m., I don't care. If you drag me involved, I'm involved.
So did real friend. Shay Mack tell her to go do this?
No, but she knew she was going to do it because she knows her friend.
Well, let me say this. Shout out to all of my friends. If y'all behinds call me at 3 a.m. about you finding some condoms in somebody's bed, we about to have a full-out argument. Don't call me about that. Call me when somebody hits you upside the head or something like that. Don't call me because you just found some condoms at 3 o'clock in the morning. Girl, them condoms going to be there at 9 a.m. Some of them condoms will be there at 9 a.m. And she's kind of crazy getting up out of her bed at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's going why she to was like, someone man. Better be dying.
Well, I feel like the single friend is not who you need to go to for advice.
Exactly. Like, because honestly, I just kind of went through something like this. In my opinion, Shekinah was out of line.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think she was being a real friend.
No, I don't need no real. If I want to do something, I'll do it myself. I don't need you going to interfere. I appreciate you for taking up for me.
But you came to me.
I came to you. I came to you to vent to you. I didn't tell you to take your ass to the studio.
Nah, if you waking me up at 3 a.m. to vent, you either want me to do something.
I think it would have been different if she would have ran into him just randomly.
But you going to start something. And, yeah. And now she got the house. And so now you starting stuff and you adding fuel to the fire. Now what? Now the stupid party is going to be when Shay Mack, because let me tell you something. Been there. Hello. Shay Mack, take him back. Now you got Shekinah over there looking stupid.
Right, okay, and then you find out he didn't cheat.
Now your man don't like your friend,
right?
Because her and Tokyo big mouth. It's kind of like, don't bring them girls in my house. And I didn't cheat. My homeboy stayed over here because I took the baby to grandma's house. My homeboy's over here. And now she, oh, babe, he really didn't even cheat on me. But don't bring two loudmouth ass friends back over here, because then I done came up to my studio being crazy.
I will say that. Now, that is the worst when, because it's happened to me, like, where I've just, like, went off and then the girl takes them back and I'm just like, why?
Right.
Now I look bad.
Now you sitting there looking crazy.
Now right. I look bad.
And then she's messing up a studio session. That's money.
Period.
Okay, because Tokyo was like, well, let me see what's going on. It's my money, but we'll see if it's worth it.
Yeah.
So I got your back, girl.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
So we finally meet Hiram. You know who Hiram is? Pooh's husband.
Yeah, I was like, Pooh. We met him before. Yeah. Earlier.
I haven't seen his face.
He was in the very, yeah, very beginning. Yeah, he came in like the beginning. And then we forgot about him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but we see him now. We see him now, and he's on a recording with Carly saying, no, 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 no. But I don't know if that's him negating the fact what Pooh is saying happened. Because it seemed kind of weird how Carly cut off the recording when she was talking to Arkansas Mo. Do you feel like that was a valid...
recording.
Well, I know it was a valid recording, but as far as, like, explanation to why he's going around saying all this stuff and Pooh is saying all this stuff and this is like negating that. Do you feel like that recording helped her case? I don't feel like he really said anything, but no.
I think Mo. Oh, you're talking about
when she was letting Mo hear it.
Yeah. I kind of need more, and also without her saying my daughter's here. Like, I do agree with that, because it's kind of like, why would I want to talk about my sex life in front of your daughter? Like, mm-hmm. You know? Like, so I do agree when they were talking about that. I feel like it should have been, like, a legit conversation, like, just them two, and then record it.
Can I say, with and I know this is kind of switching lanes, with Jock and his girlfriend, and with Carly and Mo... I don't believe either storyline, and I don't believe either girlfriend or fiance.
I believe Jock.
I don't believe Jock at all. I'm sorry. What did that girl say? 5 years? 10? How many? She said some years now.
She said at least 3 or 4 years.
So you mean tell me you've been dating Jock and you ain't watched no episodes of Love & Hip Hop?
Now that part.
She like, a lawyer. She's stuck in the books.
If she a girl, lawyer, I was thinking.
Please.
The only reason I say that you may be correct is she's too thirsty to be on TV. Because she's like, take me here.
Yeah. Everything, even when she said, now if you so busy, but you ain't seen Love & Hip Hop, but you just so happened to hear his radio show that day. And I heard y'all talking about where they going. Where was
they going? Listening to that.
They going to Island somewhere.
Trinidad.
We going to Trinidad. I heard, I want to go. Girl, you want camera time. Because a real girlfriend who off camera gonna be like, oh, child, please.
We going somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, they going go there? Oh, we going to my mama's house in Zimbabwe. Because you're not about to have me on TV looking crazy. And so, honestly, any storyline outside of Jock and Carly together, I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hosted the red carpet that night for Carly mm-hmm. and her fiance.
Okay.
Baby,
okay.
When I tell you it happened in the blink of an eye.
This is Shay Mack?
No. Wait, no. This was when the night that he proposed to Carly.
Okay.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Literally was rapping. I had my videographer stuff out there rapping on the mics and stuff. I'm walking up and everybody's like, congratulations. And I'm like, what's going on? Carly Rae's fiance just proposed to him. I'm like...
So you didn't see them, like, coupled up together?
No, he didn't walk the red carpet with her.
Oh,
but do you think that's fake? Because I feel like it's one thing for a mate to be, like, Jock's girl, want to be all up in every scene. And then it's another thing for a person to really love you and be like, all right, baby, do your thing. I'll be there, and baby, I'm going to surprise you with a ring.
Now, let's be honest. Love & Hip Hop wasn't even off an entire 2 months until he was back on. He was already on the scene.
But you know how Carly do.
Exactly. So that's why I don't believe the storyline. Each one of them have had somebody different each season.
I believe Jock and his girl more than Carly and
I don't believe either one of them. Anything outside of Jock and Carly together.
So it, you know something. And they said, have you seen them somewhere?
That's what I'm looking at. I'm like.
Jock, that's what I'm saying. Jock is always out with somebody.
Do you listen to his radio show?
I've been a guest on his show.
Okay, so. Oh. When you listening to his show or being on his show, do you see some Carly situation or what do you think?
I definitely believe that Carly Red and Jock love each other. It's one of those very toxic, we're not supposed to be doing this, but we do, and I love you, and this is what it's going to be. And
I
can't get enough of the craziness. The fans can't get enough, and it's all feeding. But let me go get a real little cute lawyer girlfriend, because everybody, when I'm with you, everybody think I'm crazy. So let me go get a regular girl. Mm-hmm. And it's like anything outside of that, like, we don't believe it. It don't even come across the screen as believable. Look at her, y'all. Come on. Like, do that look like I would see him with you versus her? No shade.
So if that's the case, then how did Carly end up in bed with Hiram and Pooh? Because now that Pooh has met up with Hiram in the kitchen, she's like, well, why would Carly call you?
Now, what I will say about Miss Pooh is she do hang out with the who's of Atlanta. So she know who got coins and who she knows
she
don't.
Does she have coins?
I don't personally know. I've seen her on the scene. We've been in the same room plenty of times, and at one particular person's house, and I will not say their name on camera, but I will say this. Pooh know who the who's are.
I'm saying, is she a who?
Oh no, she's not a who. She know how to hang with the who's who. She know, one thing about Atlanta is a place of smoke and mirrors. Atlanta is a place of look the part, be the part, and hang around.
Does she
the part.
Always look the part?
Oh yeah, she looks the part.
Okay.
She mm-hmm. looks the part. She looks like an industry girl. She looks like a, I don't know who that is, but if she was to walk in this room right now, people would look at her.
So Pooh was an ex-stripper in the ATL?
No, I don't know about all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that.
Okay.
She looks like a stripper though, but I don't no, that's
she,
not confirmed.
She admitted it. She admitted
it. Oh yeah, I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that.
Okay, so right now, Pooh is not on the in crowd of ATL.
You can tell.
Yeah,
she's not.
Yeah, it's kinda like that. I'm trying to climb up to be the it girl, but like Nene said, you the I, but you definitely missing the T.
Okay. And then I got a shout out Jenna James, who actually agrees with you. Mm-hmm. She says, yeah, I agree. I feel Jock and his girl more feel compared to KR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So,
hey girl.
When Pooh meets up with her husband in the kitchen, she's like, well, you're not the kind of man that kiss and tell. Like, what is going on? Because the way that she's saying it, it's like every scene is like, Carly did this, Carly did that. Why is she so adamant about that? Why can't she turn it around into something else?
Can we talk about how fake that scene looked? And how, like, it was such a struggle. Even the husband was just like, oh, yeah. She was like, yes, you know, I'll make it up to you. Mwah. He was like, yeah. And you know what I'm going to do later? Mwah. He was like, okay, yeah. His face was like... Like, girl, I know these cameras are here, but what is going on?
That's why they got the open relationship.
Carly is basically hurting her feelings, and then she's like, well, Carly, you did this on my sheets. And I'm like, what are you throwing? Like, it's so much going on there.
So now we can talk about the sheets.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. Talk about the sheets.
Thank you.
Girl.
Nasty.
You mean to tell me your nasty gutter snipe bottom of the barrel girl wanna get to the top nasty self kept these $750?
That was not no sheet. That was like a scarf.
So, well, why did... Okay, so was that a scarf that was wrapped around her neck? Because we didn't see that. All we saw was the comment of her saying somebody was playing in her butt and she pulled something out of her bag and threw it. And she was like, and you messed up my sheets. And threw it like it was the sheet that they threw. So what that's telling us is your nasty bottom of the barrel trying to get to the top self, nasty self. Poor, you done kept them nasty dookie sheets all these time.
Do the stanker leg.
Yeah,
do the stanker leg.
Yes, ma'am.
Do we feel like Carly did something with her husband? Because she's going too hard.
Yes.
I feel
like they have definitely twirled, all three of them, multiple times. Just like Mimi and Jocelyn and Stevie, they have all twirled. You can tell the energy.
That's how I go down in ACL. Everybody
yes, ma'am.
Tasting
period.
Everybody.
Oh yes, ma'am.
Tasting.
Period.
But I'm just like, why would I?
Y'all
want to
find out
like,
real quick? Cut the lights off.
Life.
Yellow. Y'all want to find out real quick? Cut the lights off.
Well, let's get into Akbar Tokyo. Sit down. I couldn't even hold it in when, you know, like Tokyo, she's bust out laughing when, you know, Akbar was like, well, did you fly Delta? Because when Spice came in there, honey, it was no making up. So it seemed like Tokyo and Akbar kind of could be cordial, but Spice, she don't like the B word at all. And Akbar keeps saying the B word.
And disrespectfully, you ain't about to just mimic my language.
And she mimicked the accent.
The accent.
Ooh, that pissed her off. That's like a thing of like disrespect, right?
You're offending my culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. On top of that, it's like, Akbar refused to apologize. That's number one. Do we feel like Akbar was wrong? Or is she doing what the sport of rap is, which is like, let's battle.
Yeah, but girl, if you're going to come with it 100. Don't say, I don't have a problem with you. Well, you just did this whole brand saying,
you flew here and I, girl,
I grew here.
I don't think she really has a problem with them. I think she's battling her territory. Like,
she
this
literally
is my territory.
But, like, told Moniece that everybody like shouted that she has a problem with her. Like, oh, this girl not half of me. Well, I don't understand why she's performing.
Okay,
like,
let's keep it 100. What Akbar song do y'all know?
I have never heard of Akbar.
I don't know.
Well, how are you the queen of eight? You know, what's Rashida's song?
Bubblegum.
You know Bubblegum before you know any Akbar B song.
Do you guys know in the live chat Akbar song?
Y'all name me one Akbar song and I promise y'all I'll pay y'all
the dollars. Okay, we'll shout it out.
Right, Akbar could have been on a whole nother level. Not only is she connected to some other rappers in Atlanta, she's connected to Candy. That's her cousin.
But hold on, let me say this about Mama. Akbar got bars. Now I will back that up. Okay. She can rap her face off.
Okay.
Can rap her
Why
face
Why do you think she's not
off?
To the level in Atlanta, because you live there.
Bridges. Let me say this. Sometimes you gotta know how to play the game.
She don't know how to turn it down.
She don't know how to turn it on. She don't know how to turn it on, turn it off. Sometimes I can be louder over the top cue and I can give you all this fool a la 1-2-3s. And then you gotta know how to march your behind in that boardroom meeting and shake those hands and do what you gotta do to get to the next level. That's why Candy is where she is versus some others.
That's
you
true.
See what I'm saying? You got to know how to be the personality, but then you got to know how to go in there and handle business.
So you think she don't know how to listen?
You can't. No, it's don't nobody know what no millions of dollars want to hear. No, I'm from Decatur where the grass is greater, and you flew here, and I grew. Well, take your flued ass out.
Okay.
And you going back over there where you was at, baby girl, because you got it all together. And can't nobody tell you nothing. Right. And that's the thing about a lot of people in this industry. When you get to a place where you cannot learn, and you can't submit, and you can't give, and you can't be a student.
Right.
Nobody wants to work with a nasty attitude.
I think that's definitely something to take notice of, because even when Moniece was going to give her a chance, you know, Moniece was paying for the studio time. She was doing everything she needed to do. And Akbar was not showing up. And then when she was, like, speaking to her very clearly and directly and telling her what the problem was, that's when Akbar got up and said all the things she said about Tokyo and basically said, F you, Moniece.
But you know what the thing is, though? The reason Akbar's so mad because them girls is winning.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And when somebody outdoing you in your own state, in your lane, oh, baby, I got a problem with you. Because I grew here. And you flew.
Yeah. But that's your fault.
And you flew here.
And that's your fault.
You flew here less than a year ago, and you already on Love and Hip Hop.
Right.
And I grew here, and I just came on, and this your second season. This is my first season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You got albums out. Girl, I barely got an EP out. No shade, because I love Akbar. She's a sweet girl. But sometimes we got to learn how to drop that pride, drop that ego, and say, girl.
And drop that attitude.
Drop that attitude. We know you can fight, but that's not going to get you on TV. Yes. I can thump.
Do you feel like it's just something mentally there when you grew up in that hood? You always got that fight in you that you can't let it go?
If you want to keep that fight, then stay in the hood.
Yep.
If you want to grow, come out and do better, that's why people hate Kevin Hart. That's why people hate Steve Harvey. That's why people hate any other, you know, even Oprah.
Yeah.
Some people hate Oprah because she got smart and she knew how to get the hell out.
But you look at somebody like Scrap, who's done 3 years in prison. That's one of Akbar's friends. He's changing his life. Hopefully he can talk to Akbar and
Did he say? He said, you know what I'm saying? You need to come up here and clean face.
Yeah.
Because in no shade, even with him doing that scene, that was a great PR move. Shout out to whoever his PR is. That was a great TV moment. And then another thing, reality TV not going to be around for a long time. So you got to grasp every moment and every minute you can. Now, if somebody come for you, you check their behind and you get them together.
Right.
But at the same time, you need to be maneuvering and making ways to be like, you know what? Scrap did 1-2-3, but look what he just did at this church and look at all the money he raised. And then you get a sponsorship and be like, you know what? I'll give him a chance. Look at somebody like Akbar. They're going to be like, girl, please. You see where she... girl, I want to give you $50,000, but I didn't grow up in Atlanta. So I flew here, and you grew here, and all that cray.
Exactly. Like, girl, you can't be offending people, but we can't wait. We can't wait for the favorite part of the show. You know what that is?
I know. I'm talking too much, y'all. Set me up.
My favorite part of the show is called Guess That Bar. And Guess That Bar is where I read the lyrics in monotone, and my panelists here, they have to guess the artist and the lyrics, or the name of the song, I'm sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. But before we go into that, let me do something real quick, you guys. We all just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. You guys have been riding with us. Keep on coming in. Okay, I see you, Lawrence Fox, Jenna James, Renee Honey. Thank you guys for commenting. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, and if you're listening on iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star subscription, okay?
Okay, like, comment, subscribe. Are y'all ready for Guess That Bar?
Yes.
All right. Castle on the hill, wake up in the sky. You can't tell me I ain't fly. The ladies love luxury. That's why they all mess with me. I heard on these moves, like I've been this smooth. You can't tell me.
I know the song. Flying high. Okay. What's the song? I'm a superstar.
One. You got half a point because it is Wake Up in the Sky.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars, Gucci Mane, and Kodak Black. I drink till I'm drunk. Smoke till I'm high. Castle on the hill. Wake up in the sky.
I'm going to be the worst.
I'm going to
be the worst at this game. And the crazy part is I work in radio. So.
All right. Okay. Let's see if you get this.
Help us out, live chat.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting
Ariana Grande.
Lashes.
These are my favorite
diamonds.
Oh, no. Seven rings.
Yes.
Yes.
One and a half points.
Hey, ride that pony.
Okay, one more.
Okay, I'm going to let you get this one, Rizzy.
Y'all ain't got the New Orleans. Y'all ain't got no twerk music in there.
Just to make a couple bucks. My heart's so cold, I could put it in my cup. Gang versus the world, me and my dog. It was us, then you went and wrote a statement. That was really messed me up. My brother lost his life and turned me into a beast. I've been through a storm and it turned me to a G.
Girl, you ain't no rapper. You flew here. I grew here. You flew here.
Okay, you got it wrong. That's a lie by 21 Savage. Oh, hell no. You got it wrong. You can't come on here with that.
Girl, I need some. Girl, you looking good once you back that ass up, lyrics.
I'm going to do that next time. So we got to really get out of here really quickly. I want to give some trending tweets. Mistress Virgo says, Akbar just beefing for nothing. Candy, come get your cousin.
Period.
Laid Back Ty says, loving Hip Hop ATL seems a little weird without Stevie. Are we missing Stevie and Faith?
We are missing Stevie. That's who's missing.
Stevie
Diva for real.
Oh, Faith not playing them games with Stevie.
Okay.
TV Diva for real says, Pooh, step away from the Botox filler and plastic surgeon.
Ooh, the eyebrows.
All right, so really quickly, LaNisha, let's get two pieces of news
and gossip. Yeah, yes, you guys, real quick. Cardi B, shout out to you and DJ Khali. DJ Khali, his album is hot. If you guys aren't listening to it, I don't know, you sleep. And Nipsey Hussle's on it, so check it out. And let's not forget about Remy Ma and Safari. Oh my gosh, I feel so sorry for them. They are facing a lawsuit, you guys. Apparently, they are a breach of contract with the foundation called Circle Foundation. And that is it for news and gossip.
All right, prediction really quick. What do we think is going to happen? I think when May Man got shot, what's her name? Shay Mack. She's going to take her man back. Period. What do you think gonna happen?
I think Pooh is gonna keep talking about Carly.
The Trinidad trip will be a mess.
What prediction from the show?
Yes.
Next episode.
There was something shocking that happened at the end, and we all went crazy for it. I'm ready to find out what these $750 sheets.
Okay, guys, period. Thank you so much for tuning in. We gotta go. We had a blast today. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can find me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Peace, and you can also check me out on some other shows. What about you guys?
Okay, what's up, you guys? I'm LaNisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at LaNisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. Okay, take it away, our guests.
Hey, thank y'all so much for having me at AfterBuzz TV. It's your boy Q at Quentin T. Harris on all social media sites. Thank you so much, ladies. I had an incredible time tonight. Y'all got to make sure y'all can watch.
Work us out.
Ho, 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 ho.
And me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.